Good evening, everybody. We are in the last parsha of the book of Bamidbar, Mas'ei. Parashat Mas'ei. This minute. Ele Mas'ei bnei Yisrael, asher yatzu meretz Mitzrayim, letzibotam b'yad Moshe v'Aaron. Those are the journeys of the children of Israel when they got out of Egypt. On their way to Eretz Israel, ויכתוב משה את מוצאיהם למסעיהם על פי השם, ואלה מסעיהם למוצאיהם. Here we have a very strange pasuk that says the same thing twice, but in a different order. First of all, it says, ויכתוב, this is the second pasuk of the parsha, ויכתוב משה, and Moses wrote, what did he write? את מוצאיהם למסעיהם. What is Motzaim Lemasaim? What is the translation there? Motzaim Lemasaim. Yeah, what is the translation? Interesting what it said.
These are the stages.
These are what?
The stages.
The stages? No, that's Masaim. But what's the second pasuk? What is it right?
And Moshe wrote, they are going forth stage by stage.
Stage by stage.
And what's then? And? Al pi Hashem, ve'ele masayim lemotzayim. What is the writing?
And under the hand of the hand of the Lord, and these are the stages of the goings and forth. Goings forth.
Yeah, but it says it twice. What is it?
That's what it said. Going forth and stage.
The same thing it says twice.
The children of Israel.
Yes.
And Moses read the going forth stage by stage.
Yes.
By the commandments of the Lord. And these are their stages at the going forth. So it's a repetition of what they said before.
No, the second word is journey.
This is God told him what to do.
First of all, we see the repetition is written here, but the problem is whenever we look at the translation, a lot of times it misses the point. And here also it misses the point, because what's written here is a different thing. Because in the beginning it says, and the second time is the opposite. Now, Motzaim, this is stage by stage or whatever, because he wants to explain to us. Unfortunately, the translation sometimes has a problem because he wants to explain to us what's written in Hebrew. But unfortunately, he cannot explain in two words what's written, and he cannot just translate it because nobody will understand what he's translating. So they try and bend the things in order for you to understand what we're talking about. So you understand that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the stages of the journeys. But that's not what's written here. What's written here is same thing twice, but in a different order. What is Motzaim? Motzaim in Hebrew is, let's say, the point that they got out. Nekudat ha-motza.
Right.
Okay?
The origin.
Yes. So they got out from a certain place and went on a journey. This is Motzaim le-Masaim. So what is Masaim lo-Motzaim?
The journey
to where?
To the point, to the beginning.
To the beginning point. Because Motza is the beginning point.
I know, but why would they go on a journey?
That's exactly what we're talking about. This is why it's impossible to learn the Torah only in English or in foreign language. You have to learn the Torah in Hebrew. And because otherwise you cannot understand what's inside here. So let's understand what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us that they got out from one point, and where did they want to get? To the same point.
That's going around in circles, you're telling
me? So we have to understand what is the Torah trying to tell us. So what the Torah is telling us on this pasuk, there are so many explanations for us to understand what the Torah tries to tell us. Because the Torah never says something twice. And if it's saying it twice, there is a meaning. And here, it's not only it's saying it twice, it's saying it in a different order. which is puzzling, and we understand what's going on here. One of the explanation is a very simple explanation. Where did we come from?
Mitzrayim.
You came from Mitzrayim?
No.
I'm asking you, where did you come from?
I came from Iran.
You came from heaven. The neshama came from heaven.
Okay.
And the neshama got down to earth, connected to a body, and now, what is our mission here?
To go back up.
Exactly. In other words, those are the journeys of the neshama that gets out from up there, from heaven, comes down to this world for those 42 journeys that each one of us got in order to prepare ourselves, to fix ourselves, to do the right things on those journeys in order to get back to heaven. It's like on the Kabbalah, they do it like this. The neshama comes down, and the more it comes down, it gets more and more physical. It's till it gets really connected with the body down here, which is earth. And now the job is that this body has to elevate
the soul
back to heaven. That's a hard job. And Ele Mas'ei Bnei Yisrael. Those are our journeys. But they're talking about the journeys from Egypt. Yes, that's what we think. But the Torah, as we said, is not a story. The Torah it's got a lot of meanings. And also we can, in the spirit of the days that we are now standing, and the Torah, this is the parasha of this week, so we are now in a mourning on the temple. And what was happening here is, we came to Eretz Israel, and unfortunately we sinned, and God threw us out of Eretz Israel. In other words, Motzaim Lemasaim. He threw us out of our land, and we went to our journeys in the diaspora. And now, how do we fix it? What is written here? But how? Masaim Motzaim Lemasaim Al Pi Hashem. If we do those journeys now to fix the sin, going in the way that the Lord, our God, tells us to go, Al Pi Hashem, then our journey is going to get us back to Eretz Israel, to the temple, to build the third temple, Be'emira Be'yameinu
Amen.
So here we see the beauty of understanding the simple word that the Torah is telling us. So, those journeys are really journeys that each one of us has to go through in life. There are 42 journeys. The Admor Mislonim writes about it, and a lot of others. And if you want to go into the Kabbalah, they explain to you each one of the journeys, what it means, because those places, by the way, are not always the places we know. There are very strange names here. And each one of those names is a symbol of something. Mm-hmm. And for us, simple people, to understand that we have to understand that we have 42 journeys. For example, we come to this world, then we have, let's say, a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, then we get married, we learn in a school, then we learn in university or in yeshiva, we start a new job. All those things
stages.
Are our journeys. Those are stages, our journeys in this world. And we have to make sure that we make them in the right way. And the right way is Al Pi Hashem. That's why it's mentioned Al Pi Hashem. It's not just a journey from going from point A to point B. It's a journey Al Pi Hashem. Now, when we're talking about journeys, in order to understand it a little deeper, there are certain journeys that the starting point is the important thing. There are certain journeys that the ending point is the important. There are certain journeys that the journey itself is the important thing. For example, if I'm now getting out chas v'shalom from jail, it doesn't matter where I'm going. The important point for me is that I got out from jail. So the starting point is the important point. If I've got a function, a wedding in Jerusalem, and I'm going to the wedding in Jerusalem, it's not important that I'm getting out of Ra'anana. What is important
that you get
that I'm
wedding.
Getting to the wedding in Jerusalem. There are journeys that I'm going to have. Let's say I want to go on a trip in the Galil. So the purpose is the trip itself. I want to go see the water and see the nature. So it's not where I came from, and it's not the ending point. It's the way itself. It's the journey itself. And there are some journeys that everything is important. Where I'm starting, what I'm doing, and where I'm going. And this is our journey in this world. Everything is important. This is why the Torah is telling us, Motzayim le-Masayim, Masayim le-Motzayim. Because the Masai is important, the starting point is important, and the ending point is important. They tell this story about this guy that his wife died, he got married again, and he had a son from the first wife, and the second wife was not exactly behaving nicely to the son from the first wife, like we have in the Agadot, in the fairy tales, and
stepmother.
A stepmother, like we have in the Agadot. So,
as I know real life like that also.
So, unfortunately, the situation there was very complicated. The child grew and he got to the age where he can't get married. So the father was very happy to look for a shidduch for him. But he looked for a shidduch far away because he knew that this closeness of his son and his new wife is no good. So he had to find something far away. And Baruch Hashem, he found a family, a daughter, everything. Rich, handsome, clever,
tzaddika. Mm-hmm.
I didn't say rich with what? I didn't say rich with what? Eizu ashir asamech b'chelko. Yesh ashir, yesh osher. I said there are a lot of things. But unfortunately, why did I? You know what? I've got no problem with this. Unfortunately, that's the way that the world looks at things. The first thing, unfortunately, is I am not a tzaddik. I'm just a simple guy like everybody else. Anyway, they're going away from home, and after a while, the son is asking the driver, how far are we already from my home? So the driver answers it. 2 minutes later, the father asks, how long still do we have till we get to our destination? So the son asks his father, why did you ask? It's not the same question. It's not the same question. Because the son asked, how far did we get away from home? And the father asked, how long is it till we get to the destination? So the father explained to him, you, the important thing for you is to get away from your stepmother. For me, knowing what is waiting for you on the other side, a rich girl, it's the what is important is the destination. So, and this is exactly how we look at things. We have to understand and realize what is important for us in this journey.
It's called priorities.
Yes. So in this journey, our journey, everything is important. And that's exactly why the Torah is telling us both things, and in the middle, Al Pi Hashem. Unfortunately, those journeys are not easy. And sometimes they are very difficult. And I'm writing this Shabbos about the idea, this the Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking us on the... Let's see if I find it. That when we come and sit in Eretz Israel, we should be careful to stay pure and not be influenced by the people of this of Eretz Israel that sit in Eretz Israel now. And by the way, here is a mitzvah
to expel them.
Vo'orashtem et yoshvei haaretz. It's written very clearly that we have sent away all the goyim that sit here in Eretz Israel. And the reason is because they're bad influence. Unfortunately,
we didn't.
We didn't. and we're suffering till today. I'm sure that everybody heard what happened this week about a guy wanting that.
That wanted to, in a car park,
a guy killed another one because of a parking spot.
But it's a two-story.
There are not the two stories, unfortunately, there are more than two stories. Yeah, but I'm talking about the one that was killed here in Eretz Israel.
Does it happen in South Africa?
I'm talking about Eretz HaKodesh. South Africa is a different story. Eretz HaKodesh, a guy wants to park his car. You know what? There are no words. There are no words.
In a no parking area.
No.
He was on the Nechir Park.
No.
He wanted to park in the Nechir Park. And the guy was over the line, like Israelis, and they park over the line.
He was taking two spaces.
So he asked him to please, could he please move over so that he could park in the Nechir, because his wife was Nechir. And the guy got out of the car. So one person says that he pushed the guy, and the other guy pushed him back, and he shot at his leg. And then he says, "What are you crazy? What are you shooting at my leg?" And then he shot him in the stomach.
Wow.
What was interesting is one commentator. They said the lawyer got on and he says, "Who kashish, and who hachalat dementia?" And the moderator, Danny Rupp, said, "It really bothers me when they call these kashish." 74 years old, he's no longer kashish.
What is
that?
Old man, an old person.
They want to, you see, that's exactly the point. They want to make it like he's a misken, he's a neber.
He's carrying a gun.
Why is he carrying a gun?
Right.
He had enough power to take a gun out and to shoot a guy cold-blooded and kill him. So, you see, unfortunately, we talked about it in our parsha about the refugee cities,
Arei
Miklat. And we talked about that in the other side of the Jordan, they had three, while all Eretz Israel had three. So we take there are a lot of murderers in the Gilad, which is the other side of the Jordan. And we explained that the murderer they're talking about is not murdering intentionally, but it's by accident. Unfortunately, this week we find out that unfortunately there are also those who kill intentionally. So we have to take those things and understand that the influence of the society
is a big thing.
It's terrible. We have to be very careful. And the only way is what the Torah is telling us, Al Pi Hashem. We have to do our way like God ordered us to do. There is no other way. Yesterday, I listened and heard that we're talking about our young generation, teenagers and up, smoking drugs.
Cyprus
is another episode, which is also terrible.
Yeah.
And people don't talk about it. They are opening champagnes and things.
They
came home.
There, but
this is just showing us that the corruption is so bad that we accept it like normal. And this is exactly what God is telling us. We should not impure ourselves in all those tuma that we have here. Where is it? I have to find it.
Yeah.
Here.
The girl was not Sadiqah.
I'm not talking, but it doesn't make them heroes. No, it doesn't make them heroes. I'm sorry to tell you.
Only one father who apparently was connected.
Even if she is a prostitute, it's not the behavior of people.
That's
so
they said that they were religious boys.
There were, it looked like one put on a kippah, you know.
But what were they doing there? They shouldn't have been.
Terrible. Before the army, you know, they go, and this is drunk, and they.
Velo tetame et haaretz asher ani. אשר אתם יושבים בה, אשר אני שוכן בתוכה, כי אני השם שוכן בתוך בני ישראל. God is telling us very clearly, you will have a problem here. but you have to fight it. You should keep yourself in the right order. They're talking about cannabis. They want to make it legal. I'm not a doctor, I don't know what is good and what is bad. But what I heard yesterday, they were interviewing youngsters like the age of 16, 17, 18.
And they want to.
They say 30% are smoking drugs, using drugs. And what they explain is that you can start with cannabis. But
it's,
then
it's a habit.
It's, you're getting more, you're getting to
that's
another
right.
stage.
That's
and
right.
they also said that the cannabis itself has a bad influence on youngsters and it can make you.
But parents are consenting and saying, yes.
There is a friend of us that her son, I don't want to talk too much, because that her son went to the States to work with those vegan, agalot, like they're selling it. And he got involved with a bad group, with bad friends, and he was using I don't know what. And the end, Baruch Hashem, now is on the good way out. But in one of the stages, he was hospitalized in Gea, I think, which is a mental hospital, because that they damaged his brain with the drugs he took there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand that our kids, our young generation, are living in a society, and their influence is bad. We get to a stage that we get used to what's going around us, and this is the dangerous stage. This is the stage where we lose our common sense
and
direction, and we go, unfortunately, in the bad way. This is why, look around what's happening. But from the other side, there is also, we have to look at the bright side. And the bright side is that Baruch Hashem, we are back in Eretz Yisrael. After 2,000 years that we were living in the diaspora, and God brought us back here. But God also is warning us, you have to be careful. So from one side, we have those problems. But on the other side, there was no time, I think, in history that we had so many shuls and so many yeshivas and so many people learning Torah. So there is also a bright side. And we should not lose hope. But we should open our eyes. And this is what the Torah is telling us. Ele mas'ei bnei Yisrael. Look at what our ancestors did. Unfortunately, one of the problems of the young generation always, it was also our problem. When our parents told us, this is the right way, we told them, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a modern world. Mm-hmm. This is a different world. You live in a different era. Our generation is different. And we all know that years later we realize that whatever our parents said, they were 100% right. There are no changes. The changes are only from the outside. The inside is the same. It's like in business. In, let's say, 20 years ago, you need to have a big showroom in order to show your furniture. Today, it's all on the internet, a website. So people say this is a different word. I'm saying no. Your showroom is on the web, but it's still the same story, but in a different vision, a different format. Because if you think about it, I had to advertise then, and I had to show my stuff in a nice way, and I have to do it today also. So instead of standing it real on a showroom, my showroom is on the internet, but still, I have to make sure that my showroom on the internet looks good. And I have to advertise it. And that's the same thing with everything. What did Shlomo HaMelech says? En chatash tachat ha-shemes. There's nothing new. Ma shehaya, hu sheyeh. What was, it what will be. But we didn't listen to our parents, and our children didn't listen to us. Because the only way, unfortunately, that people learn is from their own experience. Unfortunately. So the Torah is trying to tell us, let's try and learn from the experience of our ancestors. Let's try at least. That's why the Torah is saying, Ele Mas'ei Bnei Yisrael. The Torah is trying to tell us. That's why the Torah is telling us, Motzaim L'Mas'ei, Mas'ei L'Motzaim, to explain that there is something important here. Look at it, learn it, and try to take your way from those things and do it. Because otherwise, you will have to go and do it in the hard way. Which sometimes it can go in a
wrong,
as we unfortunately see sometimes. But all those things that we see, they are like projectors to tell us, be aware, be careful, don't you behave like those. So if we want to park our car somewhere and there is a problem,
go away.
Go away. Yes.
Walk away.
Walk away. Don't stop. And if somebody is arguing with you, try and calm down. Don't answer. They says, Ma'ane rach yashiv chema. Answer softly, and even if the guy is shouting, he will calm down. By the way, it doesn't work always, but okay. You can try, yes. So, when we're talking about Arei Miklat, refugee places, when we're talking about be careful and aware of the influence of the society here in Eretz Israel, and unfortunately, not enough that we didn't send away the goyim that live here, we brought more goyim in. And we brought a culture, a rotten culture, unfortunately, all those pubs.
Even though they're Jews.
First of all, a lot of them are not Jews. I'm not going to go into it. We have our rabbi, the Rav of Ra'anana, who left the Knesset because of it. Because he said then that more than 60% of the Russians that came to Eretz Israel were not Jewish. And unfortunately, you can see them sometimes with crosses even hanging on their necks.
It's going to be a big problem.
It is already a big problem, unfortunately.
And the... But what about the Ethiopian?
Yes.
The Ethiopian Jews.
He was a minister.
Yeah, but he also
sorry?
The Ethiopian Jews. You know, that also made trouble.
I think with the Ethiopian Jews, there's a different problem. Because they brought, with the Jews, they brought Christians. There is a whole big thing going on between them. Absolutely. They're saying it. The Ethiopians themselves are saying it.
Shame.
They have churches and things. And it's terrible if you go into it. And this is against the Torah, because the Torah is telling you very clearly, you should send them away. Now, you have to understand, the idea is not the idea, as we say, it's not a story. The idea is spiritual. When we talk about sending away, it meaning don't learn from them. Send them away. What did Bilam says? En am levadad ishkon ubagoyim lo yitchashav. This is a nation that lives by itself. It doesn't care about the goyim. Not that it doesn't care about the goyim in a bad way, in a good way. We don't learn from them. We don't go in their ways. We go in the Torah way. Because if you look, all those who go in the other way, the end is no good. Look at the world around. Look what's happening. But the influence is there. The influence of the society. When you hear that kids, I read a report from 2018, about a special place where youth that have problems, they go them. Problems with drugs, problems. And you rate that violence, drugs, and sex, they taking drugs from the age of 13. Why do you think it happens? In our times, it didn't happen. Not like this. Today, we are You see, when you talk about cannabis, and you hear the people, even in the Knesset, there's a group that goes to the Knesset, Aliyah Rock. They are no, this is no. When you think about it, are we crazy or what's going on?
They shouldn't have. I had a friend who had cancer.
But that's a different thing. But that's a different thing. Yeah, but when we talk about medicine, I'm sure that if they need it, they take it and they get it. There is no problem.
Yes, but they want.
When you want to legalize it, then you get to a new problem. It's not so simple.
They want to grow cannabis.
They're growing it. They just that now they had the police.
It's still a shame. They're not allowed to take our land. And put evil into our land.
That's
it's for medical.
No.
You see, God, we are even here.
They grow it, they take out the sweet is the best. They extract the bad part of it and use the good. But the people are using the bad. They're not destroying
the idea is very simple. They say on the Torah, they say, Tzadikim el chuba, uposhim el chuba, yikashluba. And that's on the Torah. In other words, the Tzadikim, they go in the way of the Torah and do the right in the eyes of God. But those, the Rashaim, they take the Torah and they go in the bad way. Because you can use the Torah both ways, unfortunately. That's sometimes it happens. When you see people using things from the Torah and going against the Torah with those things. And they're telling you, the Torah is telling us that it's okay, it's no problem. And that's exactly the power of society. You have to understand, when you live in a certain environment, you unfortunately are influenced by it. You can be the greatest tzaddik in the world. If you live in a bad environment, eventually it will get to you. Unless you are really a tzaddik in very high levels. God understands it. God knows it. And God looks at that. And He knows what are the tests that we stand in. So our mission is to fight it. We are here, and we're not going to live here. We are in Eretz HaKodesh. And we're going to stay in Eretz HaKodesh. God brought us back here. But God told us, how do you do the journey? Ele Motzaem lemasaem al pi Hashem.
First of all, when we went out of Egypt, there was the Arab group, right? There was a group of people, and they stayed along with us.
So what is one of the explanations is that when the golden sin and the golden calf, it was the Arab group, and they were all killed at that stage. In other words, they don't exist anymore.
Okay, and then no. Later
this is one of the explanations. Yes,
then later on, there were some outsiders that joined that wanted to join, and they said, "Okay, let them stay in."
So you don't have to go far because Ruth Hamoavia,
yeah.
David HaMelech comes out of it. So
I thought they say that people like Mary, people are here for that. No, they are descendants.
I don't know.
You see,
when we're talking about being Jewish or being a Gentile or being a Goy or being Yehudi, it's also a lot of a spiritual idea. What do I mean? Everybody in this world can join Am Yisrael if he wants. The door is open. But he has to understand when he takes it on him, there are obligations. There are duties. He has to keep the mitzvahs. And by the way, there is no return. You go in this way, and you get Jewish. You become Jewish. You do become a ger tzedek. How are you supposed to lead gayer?
You've got to carry it out.
You have to. You cannot say in 2 months' time or in 2 years' time, I regret. I want to go back. You cannot go back. There is no way back.
They copy the other Jews
and
don't keep it.
That's a different, but they are like all the Jews. That's what I understand.
That's the problem. No,
that's the influence, unfortunately.
Same.
So we have to understand, we were born Jewish. So we also cannot escape it. We cannot just decide tomorrow we want to be going. Impossible. You're born Jewish, you stay Jewish. We were not born Jewish, you can become Jewish. But there is no other way. You cannot go to the other side, because we were chosen to lead the world to the Yeshua, to the Geula. Bayom ha'u Hashem echad u'shmo echad. That's our mission. In other words, in the end of times, everybody is going to believe in God. In other words, in a certain way, everybody is going to be Jewish. In a certain way. What is Israel? Yashar El. God is straight. That's Israel. In other words, anybody who believes in God and go in the straight way of God is Israel. And everybody can do it. We don't prevent nobody. From the other side, we were born in this way. We cannot change. Because we got a job from God. People can join us. We cannot join them. That's the difference.
But a lot of people try.
A lot of people do a lot of things. We live, unfortunately, when we look around...
What Regina tried to say, I think,
yes, is
that the behavior of this kind of people is like...
Arab Rav, yes. That's what I'm saying. The Arab Rav is a spiritual idea.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual... Every one of us has got problems. Everybody, we are not 100%. There is no 100%. But that's the way we were built. We have to fight it and go and try and go in the right way. That's the journeys. What is Masa'eh? Why do we need those 42 journeys? You know, this week I was giving a part of the Gemara from Beten Chelkeinu. They're talking about how to increase our belief, especially in this time that we are mourning on the destruction of the temple. Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown to the river. Who could imagine that this crying baby in the river is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu? Who could imagine this? Could anybody imagine this?
Munir's mother.
She could dream about it.
Not even his mother.
Who could imagine?
To be a doctor.
Yes, but unfortunately become the prophet. Who could imagine that Joseph, being sold to being a slave, would become the king of Egypt? Would anybody think about this? No. Who would imagine that Ruth HaMoaviah, from the people that the Torah is telling us that they are not allowed to come to be a part of Am Yisrael, that a woman from this nation is going to be the mother of David HaMelech? Who could imagine? But God did it. Now, what is God asking us? You see all those miracles. You see all the things I'm doing. Now I want to ask you, who believes that this stage is going to end and the redemption is going to come? Who believes that the Sukkot David HaNofalet will be built again? Who believes that the whole world will be Aguda Achat, will be one? Who believes in it? God promised it? Is it going to happen or not? It's going to happen. And if you want to prove, you look at the way things are going. So we ask ourselves, why is God doing it this way? Why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to go through all those stages? And only then we are going to be redeemed.
Because he loves us.
Nisayon and what? Emunah. The basic of everything is Emunah. God wants us to believe in Him. Now, believing is not something that you see. It's something that's inside. In other words, what is the test of believing? It's when things are going good or when things are going wrong.
Wrong.
When things are going wrong.
Good is very easy.
So if we will show God that even though the situation is
terrible,
we still believe in God, we still go to shul, we still daven, and we're going to daven more, and we're going to open more yeshivas and more places to learn Torah. This is showing God we believe, And if God sees that we believe, what is He going to do?
Okay.
He's going to bring the Geulah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, my son always says,